Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got a lot of things to talk about. Sports-wise.
Are you going
to
be okay?
I am fine.
Are you sure?
I am.
Okay.
The Eagles had an epic collapse versus the Cowboys. Shocking. You know, it was 21-0 before they even got to the half with the Eagles up. As a huge fan, I'm hoping that this lights a fire under their ass to figure out whatever it is that's going wrong. Because they've been kind of half-assing it. Sorry, I'm going to swear a couple times. Hope the kids aren't in the car. Half-assing it, you know, with these wins. And I think because they've had issues, which most people could see, that there are some issues, especially when it comes to adjusting to the adjustments in the halftime from the other teams. You know, because they get a win, I think they just kind of like we're getting the win. It doesn't matter how ugly it is. Well, it was an epic collapse yesterday. And to all teams, of all the teams, to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's never fun for anybody.
It was ugly. And and when people go, here's a headline. Eagles collapse versus Cowboys. Who's to blame for shocking loss? All right.
The Cowboys.
Well, let's not make it sound like, I think it was certainly self-inflicted wounds. There were so many opportunities that were blown, but you got to give it to Dak Prescott, to CeeDee Lamb. Oh my gosh, like the ability, and they're really working on all cylinders right now. But the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, having a horrible game. And it's not even just been a game. He really, and a lot of that also you can blame on the offensive line as well. But you've also got he uncharacteristically coughs up the ball when we're close to, we'd have a score there. It would either be a field goal or, you know, perhaps a touchdown. You've got this, I don't know, is it Gibson? Who's the punt returner? Who picks up a punt at the 2 yard line?
Yeah, you moron.
God.
I'll join
the line.
He
got cut from the Jets for all of this stuff.
Who gets cut from the Jets and has another team go, we need him?
So not only does he do that, and then when he's running it back, he coughs that up so that they get an easy score to tie this thing up. You've got I feel for the defense working their butts off this whole time. They must be like, I would be like getting furious because now we've got injuries. We got more injuries. And it's only going to impact us more down the line. You can't keep the defense out there to save your butt every single game. You can't. And now there's injuries as well.
Yeah.
So Kevin Petullo is getting a lot of heat as the offensive coordinator, as he has been all season. He's a buddy of Nick Sirianni. So what happens when things are, when times get tough, what do you know? So here's some of the things I'm reading about. Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni. Both the play caller and offensive-minded head coach, lack of offensive ambition in the second half. They almost looked like they wanted to just run the clock out and defend a lead instead of trying to win the game. So after their third touchdown, they said, these are the Eagles drive charts. You ready? Punt, end of half. Punt, punt, punt. Missed field goal. Petullo's play calling is to blame, but so is Sirianni. His risk-averse mentality allows Dallas back in the game. So that's one of the things. Lack of discipline. 14 penalties for 96 yards. That is the most they've had since his first game as head coach in 2021. When they were going to halftime and they interviewed him, he said, these penalties, we got to stop the penalties. And all they did was double down on them when they came back. Xavier Gibson. Here, the Eagles defense make a key stop with 5 minutes to go in a tied game, forcing a punt. Gibson foolishly fields the punt at our own 2-yard line instead of letting it bounce into the end zone. He returned it 10 yards before fumbling the ball back to Dallas.
Ugh. I can relate to all this.
Yeah.
I've been there.
So, and they go on. The run game, Saquon Barkley had some yards after a catch on a few swing passes. Other than that, it was a dud of a day for the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Nowhere to run when afforded the opportunity. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Eagles driving in Dallas territory. He catches a check down, turns up field, and stripped of the ball. A brutal one. So just so many things. Look, they'll either finally get shaken up and take this seriously. And I, to be honest with you, the coaching wise, they're going to have to figure something out with the offensive play calling, but, or it could just dismantle. You know, this is one of the things where it's either like your hallelujah moment or it's your wheels go off the bus.
I want to just point out, this is probably the third or fourth time this season that you've said specifically that. I've even said that you need, and I think they lost two in a row. This is that time when you have to decide, all right, what are we going to fix? Right. Because we still are a good team. This is exactly what they need is what I said.
Right.
And apparently didn't stick.
Well, A.J. Brown got catches and got over 100 yards. So don't blame A.J. Brown.
I have pulled myself away from social media a little bit.
Right.
I was busy with family and some projects I was working on. I saw that score. Didn't even think much about it. I come in and find out they lost. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned because I haven't really followed through on that.
Because how do you move the ball, and then all of a sudden everybody looks like they're stuck in Malaysia? It's just bad.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's bad. So congratulations, your Cleveland Browns, right?
Well, look, we beat the Raiders.
I know.
In a battle of who might get the first or second pick in the draft. That was big. Deion Sanders was there watching his son get his first NFL start. Mm-hmm. They had a stat. Shedeur Sanders is the 45th new Browns quarterback since 1994 or 1999? Anyway, they quickly pointed out we've only had 45 American presidents total.
Right.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. And then I think we had our first ever. It was the first time any of those starting quarterbacks won a start out of all 45.
Ooh.
And then also there was one other stat that was really fascinating. Oh, Shedeur Sanders threw the first 50-yard pass that the Cleveland Browns have had in 2+ seasons.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
What's going on?
But made me want to be an Eagles fan.
Well, it's, we've got Steelers fans here not happy about the weekend.
Yeah, they didn't win either. So
no.
it's a rare weekend when I can go, yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I won't do that because I know what it's like and I know my team's reality.
After we're back to the Eagles, capitulation there. Jalen Hurts offered a wry smile in the press conference. It didn't look like a happy smile. Believe me, I watched that press conference afterwards. Was asked after the loss about the offensive struggles and whether or not he's surprised by the unit's inconsistencies. He says, we've been here before. We'll figure it out. Hurts has had 5 different play callers in his 6 NFL seasons. Think about that. Oh my gosh. The offense completely disappeared in that game. And they got to figure that out. Now, Hurts, who had 289 yards in a passing game, you know, a positive day statistically. A.J. Brown got 110 receiving yards, 8 catches. Devontae Smith, 6 receptions, 89 yards. But the running game, if you can't get, good yardage, like, honestly, they should bring Bigsby in and kind of alternate them much more than Saquon. Saquon is having a tough time. And look, Saquon had 22 yards on 10 carries. That is just...
It's more than I can do.
Awful. Yeah, I'm sure it was. So they've got to figure that one out, because otherwise I can feel that whole, was it 2023, when things were going and then everything started to fall apart for them. And they've got the Chicago Bears on Black Friday. So they've got to figure this thing out. They are 8-3 now, the Eagles, playing the 8-3 Chicago Bears, who look pretty darn good. I do kind of like the Bears. It's going to be tough to watch that. I mean, I know who I want, but I do like the Bears.
I have a reason for asking this. Is it with the Eagles that you're not mad, you're just disappointed?
I'm not mad at all, because I felt like that was a completely deserved loss.
Disappointed, probably.
I am, but I'm not surprised, because I've been concerned watching.
Because someone texted in, I'll bet this is the tone Nancy used with her kids when they did something bad, which is that whole, like, I'm not mad, I'm just very disappointed. It just feels very similar. I get that.
I honestly am just, there's a part of me when they started to lose control, which I felt like in the third quarter. My husband was, I said, something's gone. This is like, they're going to lose this game. And if they do, then they deserve it. And I'm hoping that would, it's kind of like your kid doing something. Okay, here, we'll use the kid analogy.
Yeah.
Your kid doing something stupid, but keeps winning, whatever it may be. Right. Okay. And then all of a sudden you go, that's going to catch up with you. And then it does. And you go, all right, that's a learned lesson.
Yeah.
I hope.
But in this case,
I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes that everyone's trying to, you know. I give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit, because he does seem to usually be composed and he keeps things very professional. But at some point, I'd love him to come out and just like be brutally honest, but he won't. He'll be like, we'll figure it out. And that doesn't make you feel better. We'll figure it out.
I just want to say that I know you're disappointed. I know fans are upset. There is a sense, and I think other fans would feel this, especially if you're a fan of a team like mine. The Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls in the last 10 years.
Sure.
But let's not get greedy. They can have bad years. All right?
No, you don't understand the time and energy.
It could be worse.
A fan puts in, you know this more than anybody.
It could be. I'm very passive in my fan base. I watch quietly, but I'm just saying it could be. They haven't won a Super Bowl in decades, multiple decades,
right,
or ever. So be grateful for what you have.
I know.
Thanksgiving week. Nancy and Jason on this Sports Monday.
My husband's like, boy, you know a lot about sports. What's going on? And I said, well, politics has become so damn depressing anymore.
It has.
Give me something to find joy in.
I think it's great, because you have a passion for sports, which is something that's important when you talk about sports.
I'm going to become a sports talk person. How about that instead? I'm studying it all, folks.
I do nothing. I just hang out. I come in on Monday and go, so what happened this weekend? Anything big in the news?
Penn State dominated Nebraska 37-10 on Saturday. Really heartwarming to see just those who could, celebrate with a team that has been through hell this season. And someone who was able to celebrate, running back Catron Allen.
Is capable of throwing. Instead, it's going to be Catron Allen stumbling forward, and that will be enough. A 4-yard pickup, and from Norfolk, Virginia, to the top of the Penn State record books.
Good for him.
Catron Allen is now your all-time leading Nittany Lion rusher.
I would think you never want the word stumbling happening when you set a record, but
they call him Fat Man. He is fantastic.
Yes. He really is. Good for him. And he'll be going into the NFL. So that'll be good to see. Right. The only thing, fans were like, what about Nick Singleton? Because he's going. He just needs one more touchdown for the record. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, during the post-game interview with Terry Smith, which is where I know where we're going to go, he starts off talking about the history of running backs and then talk about a player's coach talks directly about what they're going to do next week in the final game of the season for him. Before we get to that, he does end it with, which I think it's a real power move on his part. This seems very calculated. We win, I come out there and say, this is my team. Mm-hmm. Because the fans were really behind Terry Smith.
Oh, so where the players were, that's for sure. And in the crowds, you would hear them doing the Terry chants. Yeah,
you'll hear it here and here. He runs down the best, all the great running backs and talks about it. And he goes right into his team.
We've had some great running backs. Kijana Carter, Blair Thomas, I mean, there's a Franco Harris, Lydell Mitchell. I mean, you go down a long list. And Nick and Catron, these guys are at the top of the board. Next week, we're going to get Nick his record for the touchdowns. But Catron today, he's the best that's ever done it here.
Coach, the fans were chanting your name here at the stadium. Your players have clearly responded. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, these guys listen to me. They trust me. And they're going out there playing great football. It's my locker room.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's my locker room, he says.
I mean, like, what else is he going to do to say, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but I'd love a shot. Like, right. I mean, he really just basically took ownership, and I saw a swell of fans at least caught up in the emotion of the weekend to go, give him a shot.
Right.
Whether or not that's the right decision, I don't know.
Oh, wow. It's wild. If you're a Penn State fan or just a college football fan, what do you think? Without any ulterior motives, if you're someone who hates the team and wants to throw somebody in their bed. Look, this is a guy who clearly wants this job and has worked his butt off to get it. But did you fire James Franklin for that? And I don't say that as, you know, do you fire James Franklin for one of his staff members? And I certainly think he needs to be a part of this team in the future. But I'm torn as to whether he should be the top guy. Now, if you're talking Terry Smith or Drinkwitz or even Chesney, I go, I don't know. Maybe Terry Smith would be the better choice. But if you're talking possibly, who's the one they're talking about now? DeBoer from Alabama.
Yeah.
That I could see. Like you would, I think for Terry Smith not to get this job, you would have to get a really, really strong one that people would maybe either not see coming or not think is coming.
He kind of put the whole organization back on their heels when they're trying to move forward with something positive. Like right now, if they come out and say, he's definitely a contender, but we have a couple ideas. If they were to come out tomorrow and say, we have a new coach and it's not him, there'd be a horrible backlash.
Right.
So it makes the team have to think about, you know, what's next.
What's interesting is his love of Joe Paterno is on full display. He had the Joe 409 pin on. He had they were all wearing the khakis. That was a Joe Paterno thing. And he is embracing it. He's not running from it. Whereas administrators have very much wanted to go the other way. So we're seeing this whole other something. We'd love to get your thoughts. Is Terry Smith the future for this team as the head coach? Or do you think there should be someone else? And if so, who would that person be?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's made a lot of news lately because she seemed to have a change in heart about a lot of things, still was standing by the president, but very, apologetic about the nasty stuff she said before for politics, talking about now she seems completely burned on politics entirely, saying that nobody's doing anything for everyday people, which I would agree with right now. It seems like the middle class is struggling. And she wants out. A lot was made at first about, oh, she's retiring a few days after her pension kicks in. And it does. You have to.
That would be a smart move. I would.
Well, most people would do that. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to work for 5 years. But then others said it's like $700. And look, this isn't to say $700 a month isn't, you know, good money to have in addition to whatever else you get. The woman, though, from what I understand, is still a multimillionaire. But this would be $700 and some a month. And I got to be honest with you. People at first said, is she running for governor? Is she running for president? She has said she is not running for president. She goes, I don't want to run. You've got to raise a lot of money and then you're not able to do anything to fix anything. I honestly wondered after her View appearance.
Yeah.
Would she possibly ever end up on a show like The View? Would they offer her money to be one of the women on The View?
I would say this. I still wouldn't watch it because I'm not a huge fan.
I don't watch it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she is the type of character and personality you want on any show like that because she's fearless in the sense of like she's fearless to the point of being crazy, I think, at times.
Sure.
When you have that ability to say whatever you're thinking without fear of any judgment or care of judgment, that makes for good, you know, personality.
I personally don't like quitters. And I don't care if they're a Republican or a Democrat. You get elected into office. You finish it out. I hate quitters. I said the same thing for Sarah Palin. Remember, she left as a governor. Like, once you quit, first of all, your political life is gone. I think Sarah Palin tried to run again after that when she quit. I'm sorry. You quit, you're done to me politically. That is just, I don't like quitters. You should be in there and you should fight. If you truly believe in everything you say you're fighting for, why would you walk away and allow the chance for someone else to come in and screw over the middle class if that's who you say you're fighting for?
If you think the whole system is completely broken, the only way to make a difference would be to scream louder and outside of those walls, maybe.
I mean, so I think it is fair for people to say, excuse me, like you seem to have enjoyed the fight until you are fighting against your own.
Yeah.
Either fight or, you know, be true to who you are. I truly think she's going to end up on a show like The View. I think that's where she's going. I think they'd offer her money, a good amount of money to do it. And why I can't figure out why she has had this about face that she's had to walk away. I would understand having an about face to say, I'm here to fight and stay here. But to have an about face and then to bow out. And if you say you're not in politics, let's just put it this way. Most people in politics leave to either get some lobbying thing behind closed doors and make a lot of money, or they end up on one of these 24-hour news channels. And in this case, she may end up on The View.
And I think. The more I hear it talk, the more I can't tell if she has changed or she feels like the system has changed. Because she'll say certain things, and I completely disagree with her. She seems to have a little bit more decorum than she had. Like, she's realized, I can't do much to fix this, and I still believe what I believe, but
I'm going to quit. Quitter.
Well,
don't like quitters. You got to finish it out. And you only have 2 years at a time. Finish it out. It's not
that's
like
a long while. That's a long
come
time.
Come on. We've been talking about a lot of sports stories.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Nittany Lions, a big win over Nebraska. Just a jubilation for Catron Allen hitting the rushing yards total record holder. After that game, Nicholas Singleton, he is what? A touchdown? He'd be
one touchdown away, I believe, isn't it?
One touchdown away. And people are like, why didn't they give that touchdown to Nicholas Singleton?
Terry Smith clearly said next week will be his week. We're
gonna
get
but
that
not
record.
In front of the home crowd on a senior night. I know.
Daddy's got to have favorites.
It is what it is. Is Terry Smith the next head coach for Penn State? Curious to get your thoughts. And if it's not Terry Smith, who do you think it should be? 570-883-0098. All right, let's talk a little bit about this new professional degree change for college students. Donald Trump's new bill doesn't classify nursing as a professional degree for college students. That has sparked outrage. The president of one of several organizations speaking out about the change says, I don't know why we would take this away. Nursing no longer considered a professional degree, and not just nursing. Under changes initiated as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, that thing that has keeps rearing its ugly head.
Yep.
Along with the elimination of grad plus loans, this would impact how nursing students finance their education. So the change, along with the elimination of the longstanding loan program, has several nursing organizations calling for this to not happen because we already are dealing with a shortage of nurses. Now, it's not just that one, as we say. This, though, has created new fears about how students, and particularly those with their post-baccalaureate nursing degrees, will finance their education. So in early November, they made several alterations that impact federal student loans, according to a news release from the U.S. Department of Education. And it said in that, in total, negotiators reviewed and agreed to 17 regulatory provisions, including a new and simplified repayment assistance plan and the definition of a professional student. The department also shared plans to eliminate grad plus loans. And let's see, what are some of the other ones? I have a list here of the professional degrees that would be no longer professional degrees.
Well, I saw one thing where it was, I guess, with a professional degree, you can have it's a lifetime cap of $200,000 you could borrow. Mm-hmm. With this, it would now be $100,000. Right. So it's going to take nurses, and it's going to get them. They're not going to have as many opportunities to have low cost loans.
List of degrees not classified as professional: nursing, physician assistants, physical therapists, audiologists, architects, accountants, educators, and social workers.
Weird.
Many are concerned that this will have a huge impact on students training in these professions. And the American Nurses Association has started a petition to get the Department of Education to include nursing as a professional degree. I would hope they would do so for the other professions as well. So the new and simplified RAP will see annual loans for new borrowers capped at $20,500 for graduate students and $50,000 for professional students. This means that what degrees count as professional and non-professional is now a determining factor in how much financial support students will receive. It has also been reported that engineering, a business master's, counseling, or therapy and speech pathology will not be considered professional either. Imagine if you're like in the midst of all of this and then they want to make these changes. They say the new measures would be implemented from July of 2026. So that's a real concern. And if you're or have kids or your grandkids involved in any of these professions, it's a real problem. It's not going to help, certainly, the healthcare system either, where we have a shortage of nurses. Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, started to do a feature that displays users' locations. And that has really opened up quite the Pandora's box. Online sleuths quickly found some accounts posting about U.S. politics, including those in support of MAGA movement, appear to not be based in the United States. I'm looking at a New York Times report, but this story is out there all over the place. So there's a new feature displaying the country or region an account is based in. You can also look at when it was created, how many times its username was changed. Now, Nikita Beyer, X's head of product, said this is an important first step to securing the integrity of the global town square. They are working on more ways for users to verify the authenticity of content. So really interesting. Is the new data can be found at the top of an account under the username and profile picture. If you click the join tab, it takes you to an about this account page. They do say there's some rough edges, but one account, MAGA Nation, which has 400,000 followers, they post a number of times a day.
Right.
Based in Eastern Europe, other similar accounts based in places like Thailand, Nigeria, and Bangladesh. A lot of these are accounts that are supporting Donald Trump. not based in the United States. Now, I myself had seen some who also said there were a couple of left-leaning ones that didn't look to be based in the U.S. as well. We know that there are people outside the country who can meddle in how things are here, and they can change. Right. You can change a lot of stuff within with propaganda. So, it's very concerning. But there were even some U.S. Department, administration pages, which look to be coming from outside of the United States. So if they're fine tuning this thing or what, it'll be interesting to see. But when all the curtain is pulled, folks, and we start to see this stuff, I think we all have to. It's going to change just as AI is changing things. I find very little joy anymore in the videos I used to, because I could at least think that for the most part they were real. Yeah. Now I have no clue. And I think once we start to see all these things that you think, oh my gosh, there's all this momentum on this side or that side, and you find out they're not even people from our country, will that make you change the way you see the whole system?
It's interesting you said that about videos and AI videos, because I think a lot of people have been like, no. They're quick to point out when something is an AI video, but the new trend that I'm seeing, which seems to pick up more steam, is these stories about people that you know. So say like an Elon Musk. Elon Musk was walking and a homeless man said something. It's this over-the-top story where he said, I was just an American soldier who was a veteran, and Elon Musk took him out to lunch and now gave him a corporate position. It's all these weird stories.
Yeah, it's weird ones that they're trying to change opinion.
Well, no, but they're these perfect, happy stories that people share and say, I told you my guy was great. And they turn out to be fake stories as well. So they're
there's no trust in anything. They're actually going, it's going to blow back so bad that people won't even trust anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.